Trend number four. Direct mail advertising makes a comeback. According to the Direct Marketing Association, U.S. commercial and nonprofit marketers spent about $170 billion on direct response marketing initiatives in 2012. That was just over half of all the ad expenditures in the United States. The DMA's Response Rate 2012 report reveals that 79% of overall respondents to the survey and 95% of nonprofit respondents use direct mail. In fact, U.S. standard mail, often referred to as junk mail, processed nearly 80 billion items in 2012. Why is the dinosaur of marketing media persisting in the face of real-time interactive alternatives? Part of the answer lies in the way that the brain responds to various media. In 2009, the UK-based research firm Millward Brown decided to investigate how the brain processes physical marketing materials, such as direct mail, compared to virtual or digital materials presented on a screen. Given the insights drawn from other forms of advertising research about the importance of emotion in driving marketing success, there was particular interest in understanding the emotional processing evoked by the different forms of media. Working in collaboration with the Center for Experimental Consumer Psychology at Bangor University, Millward Brown used functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI scanning, to understand how the brain reacts to stimuli provided by physical media as opposed to virtual media. fMRI allows researchers to look directly at brain activity to see the brain regions most involved in processing advertising. These include subtle processes that respondents typically find difficult to articulate verbally, and therefore could be missed by conventional research. The work conducted on this project to study the brain's reaction to different forms of media went to a level not seen before in this kind of market research. Consider some of the key findings. First, tangible materials leave a deeper footprint in the brain. Materials shown on cards generated more activity within the area of the brain associated with the integration of visual and spatial information in the left and right parietal lobes. This suggests that physical material is more real to the brain. It has a meaning and a place. It is better connected to memory because it engages with the brain's spatial memory networks. Second, physical material involves more emotional processing, which reinforces memory and brand associations. More processing is taking place in the right retrosplenial cortex when physical material is presented than when virtual material is presented on a screen. This is involved in the processing of emotionally powerful stimuli and memory, which would suggest that the physical presentation may be generating more emotionally vivid memories. Third, physical materials produce more brain responses connected with internal feelings than virtual displays, suggesting greater internalization of the ads. The medial prefrontal cortex and cingulate are the parts of the brain associated with emotional engagement. They were activated more by physical materials than virtual. And fourth, the brain's default network appeared to remain more active when viewing direct mail than when viewing virtual advertising. Experts associate activity in the default network with a greater focus on a person's internal emotional response to outside stimuli. This suggests that the individuals were relating information to their own thoughts and feelings. While in no way denigrating virtual media, which clearly has specific benefits in terms of targeting and interactivity, the study revealed that there was something special about the physical medium of direct mail. This research strongly suggests that greater emotional processing is facilitated by the physical material, in this case, direct mail advertising, than by the virtual presentation of the same content. The real experience that the physical media provides means it's better at becoming part of the memory. It generates more emotion, which seems to help the brain develop more positive brand associations. Furthermore, the real experience was also internalized, which means the materials had a more personal effect, which seems to increase motivation to act. And it's worth noting that those consumers who are impacted by physical media are not just an older demographic, as many marketers have assumed. According to national survey results from ICOM, direct mail surprisingly transcends the age demographic, with younger consumers, specifically the 18 to 34-year-old demographic, who prefer to learn about marketing offers via postal mail rather than online sources. Another big factor that makes direct mail marketing so useful in so many industries is its measurability. A common problem with television, radio, internet banners, and much of print advertising is that it's hard to tie specific customer orders to specific advertising efforts. By contrast, direct mail packages and catalogs typically enable marketers to tie sales to selling efforts. So it's possible to quantify the ROI of every effort in terms of the offer, the target audience, the medium, the seasonality, and so on. Given this trend, we offer the following forecast for your consideration. First, paper catalogs will continue to be one of the most cost-effective marketing tools throughout the coming decade. Why? Because that's where the money is. The Direct Marketing Association Statistical Factbook reports that when companies assess their average advertising cost per order, it came in at $47.61 per order for catalogs, compared to $53.85 per order for email and $99.47 per order for paid search. Second, integrated marketing will become the norm for most businesses. Almost every medium experiences diminishing returns as the market becomes saturated. The key will increasingly be to integrate multiple channels to deliver a comprehensive set of impressions. For instance, direct mail embedded with QR codes can provide an efficient way of getting prospects to opt in for routine emails that ultimately close the sale. In many cases, those emails will leverage other web-based resources as well as other physical media delivered to the prospect. The idea is to exploit multiple paths, leading to maximum customer lifetime value. And third, direct mail marketers will discover new ways to leverage their unique ability to deliver multi-sensory sales impressions to the customer. As we've discussed previously in Trends, neuromarketing research is revealing the amazing ways in which odor, taste, texture, and temperature can combine with sight and sound to influence a purchase decision. Unlike radio, TV, PCs, tablets, or smartphones, a carefully engineered direct mail package can deliver messages via all of these channels. And this is particularly important in a world where the competition is increasingly for share of wallet rather than simply share of market.